Hello, everyone. Father Norm here. I know I haven't been in touch with you folks in this way for about 3 weeks. Been away on vacation for part of the time, and I'm back here now. I wanted to make sure I was here as we start this Ash Wednesday leading to the whole Lenten season. Maybe you can think of it this way, that if you listen to me, that's part of your penance. That gives you extra credit. Anyway, on a serious note, I was thinking about, what am I going to talk about? There's so many aspects one can look at when we look at this awesome season of Lent. Well, for me, as I mentioned, I was on vacation in Arizona, came back just a little over a week ago, and I was so excited because I try to be a good planner. I'm not always detailed, but I had worked out where going to Arizona and coming back, I would be able to be on a nonstop flight. So that especially I was concerned and wanted to stop in Chicago in case of winter weather. So I did that very well. While coming back, which was a week ago this last Monday, I was coming back and we were supposed to leave at 4:15 Arizona time, which was 5:45 Akron time. And then I was going to get back in Akron about 10:45. Someone was picking me up and that was good. I'd get a good night's sleep. And then the next morning I had an 8:00 appointment that would go well. Well, the best of timing, but here was the circumstance that when I was waiting there in the Phoenix airport at 4:15, when they were saying it was supposed to start, they said, well, they said, we're having some problem with the heating and air conditioning system in the plane. Okay. Well, about another hour or so went by and they said, well, now we have a circumstance because of this where we're short one flight attendant and she's got to come from another place and she'll be here in another hour, hour and a half. So we waited another almost 2 hours. So now it's 3 hours later. And then they said, well, we've had another issue. We're going to have to take a different plane. And this is, you're going to have to go to this different gate, which is a little bit away from here. But that's okay, because they're also trying to get a crew ready for that. And it'll probably take another hour and a half. The reality is, we left at the time in Phoenix, it was supposed to be 4:45, at 9:45, 6 hours later. And instead of getting back in Akron time at 10:45, I got back in Akron time at 4:45 in the morning. And somebody picked me up, God bless her, a good friend, and I got back to the parish around 5:30. I had a breakfast meeting, an important meeting at 8:00. And so, I've always, when I think about Lent, when I think about the year, I think, what's really important when we're centered in God is that whatever happens to us, I've used this quote a lot, we may not be able to choose the circumstances we find ourselves in, but we can choose the attitude we take toward those circumstances. That's a good Lenten resolution too. And so that even if the circumstances is difficult, we can be positive, we can be open, we cannot get all, Well, guess what happened to me? But I was doing pretty well waiting in Phoenix, Arizona. But then when I knew I wasn't going to get home, and I didn't get home till around 5 a.m., up all night, I can't sleep on a plane. I know as I was coming home, I had some of those grumbles, which probably people would even say were legitimate. We can certainly have that. The key for me, and I'm grateful because this for me is being open to God's touching my life, and that that yes, we can have those moments. But for me, I preach this, and maybe because I preach it, I got enough pride that I said, now I got to remember this and do this, practice what I preach. That after I was real grumbly and negative and, coming back in, what a way to come back from a week of vacation. And people ask, oh, how did your vacation go? Was it wonderful? Well, yeah, it was. But I was already caught up in this moment. So there was a change as I was coming back into Akron, kind of being prayerful on the way home. The Lord kind of speaking to me, getting me to laugh at myself, saying, aha, you tell that about everybody else, here you go. And again, I want to say anybody could be negative during that time, but the key, and for me it worked, was to be resilient, not to stay stuck in that. I've known people who might have that situation and they're still mad a week later. Oh my gosh, what happened to me when I got home from vacation? It was all so wonderful and this happened. So I knew, Lord, let me go of that. And I say this because with this Lenten season, part of what I needed to convert to was not just that I had this self-help thought that, hey, don't get stuck, keep positive, even if the situation is difficult, but because there was a recognition that the Lord was speaking to me, speaking to my heart, and calling me to keep centered in Him. By the way, I was developing a talk called Staying Centered in a Non-Centered World. In fact, I gave it just the other night, and boy, I had to remember it that day. So there was a conversion there happening. Lent, and really our whole life, is about conversion. It's first of all about where we need to be converted. At that time, I was kind of blind spot. I was just grumbling, but eventually it was like being open to the Lord speaking to my heart and saying, hey, so many people deal with so much more. You're here, you're back, you're with the people. Look for and see the good. And I did. And I pass that on to all of you. So often we can really get weighed down. We can get negative. We can get hostile. You see a lot of that in our country today, and even have certain legitimate gripes. But the Lord says, hey, let me convert you from that negativity, from those gripes, to the gift of the faith that you have in me. And that ultimately, even whatever goes through for people of faith in Jesus and probably other faith traditions, we can know the ultimate reality is the great victory has been won in Jesus Christ. Easter celebrates that. This 40 days of conversion may be leading us to a deeper sense of, Lord, I want you to be the most important influence in my life. Your goodness, your love, your guidance, your forgiveness, and not all this other stuff that can weigh us down. You want to pick us up if we give you the chance. Help all of us tell that Jesus give us the chance this Lent.